Hey, Redemption Gateway, welcome back to The Daily Dose. My name is Seth. I'm here for part two of our five-part series on how to pray biblically. I think about our relationships that we have and the way that so often the good conversations we have with ordinary people build an alignment of our hearts. So two people come together and there's parts of them and parts of them that intertwine in a way that our hearts actually change through conversations and through seeing and knowing and being known. And that's why we're doing this acronym, SHARE, that we want to share God's heart, not just share my heart with God, but also I want my heart to align with God's heart. I want to have his heart. I want to share his heart. I want my heart to line up with and submit to what is going on in God's heart. And that's part of the conversation of prayer. Last time we talked about the S, which is a heart of submission, but here we're going to talk about the H, which is honest. Prayer that is biblical is honest. Think about a person that you have tension with. The person that you can't just walk up to them and be honest with them, but you have to kind of do the chess in your mind. I gotta say it like this. I gotta assess their mood. I have to make sure that it's right after they eat. I need to make sure they slept well last night. I need to make sure it's right after this meeting, not before that meeting. But what ends up happening is when we have tension between people or when people have hurt us in the past, we end up being really calculated in our interactions. We end up doing chess matches and calculus as we try to engage with people. And it ends up creating additional layers of awkwardness, and you end up having to have a strategy personal session before you just engage with them. And so often, we as Christians might confess a doctrine of grace. God loves me because of the grace he gives me paid through the blood of Jesus. But in function, we don't operate through grace, but we try to play calculus and checkers and chess with God. We try to clean ourselves up. We try to censor our thoughts. We have to pretend to be a certain way. And right after I put the nice big clean bow on top, now I'm ready to pray. Now I'm ready to enter God's gates. Now I'm ready to connect with him. But it's actually not how the people in Scripture pray. It's not a matter of cleaning yourself up and censoring yourself before the Lord, but it's about honestly coming to him. And we're slow to be honest with God. We're slow to allow him to see our sinful, ugly, misconstrued, reactive, hyper-emotional, overly withdrawn selves. We know that we're sinners, but we don't like feeling like God sees us as sinners. We like to pretend that we can clean ourselves up. And so think about, I just want to read a little bit. This is Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider me and answer me, lest I sleep the sleep of death. This is an example in the biblical prayer book of how to pray. So here's the question is, the psalmist is saying, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Here's a question. Does God forget things? Is God like, whoops, not much longer, sorry, I forgot you? No, but this person is honestly bringing to God his experience of reality. He knows he doesn't see reality perfectly, but he knows he sees his perspective on reality. And he's saying, God, it feels like you are forgetting me. And I'm going to tell you, will you please stop forgetting me? And so if we're overly concerned with praying accurately and clean and tidying ourselves up, we're gonna actually end up censoring ourselves before God, muting ourselves before God. And I want us as Redemption Gateway to be people who pray honestly, even if it makes us a little uncomfortable. Because here's the reality, that even when we're not praying honestly, God sees our honest hearts. So the only person we're fooling is ourselves. So pray honestly, because God sees you as you are, he loves you as you are, and he'd rather interact with you in reality, not in your kind of weird belief that you can manipulate God by hiding a part of yourself. I can't do that. You can't do that. So let's pray honestly because God sees us as we are.